Canadians deserve to know specifics of the trade deal Canada walked away from. Conservative MP Shuvaloy Majumdar says Prime Minister Mark Carney should release the U.S. proposal so Canadians can debate and discuss the way forward as a country. The Conservatives are calling on the federal government to lay out the full details of the proposed trade agreement with the U.S. that collapsed on Friday, arguing Canadians and Parliament deserve to know what was on offer that led to Canadian officials walking away from negotiations. In a letter sent to Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc on Sunday and shared to social media, MP Shuvaloy Majumdar reiterated Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's position that the official opposition supports the federal government's decision to not sign an unacceptable agreement. But he said that support does not mean Canadians should stay in the dark about the negotiations. If there was a draft text of any agreement that both governments have seen, please release it, the Conservative shadow minister for Canada-U.S. relations wrote. The U.S. administration has seen, your government has seen it. Canadians deserve to see it. We are here to help and fight for a good result for Canadians. But we expect the Prime Minister to be transparent and open with Canadians about what the President offered and are threatened in these talks. The letter comes after Canada and the United States failed to reach a trade deal before a new round of 50% U.S. tariffs on approximately $29 billion in Canadian imports were enacted on Saturday. Prime Minister Mark Carney said the U.S. introduced measures in the final hours that were unacceptable to Canada, including conditions that would limit the ability to negotiate trade with nations other than the U.S., and others that would restrict our protections of our language, our culture, and in effect, our sovereignty. In short, they asked too much and offered too little, Carney said at a Saturday press conference. U.S. officials have said otherwise, with U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer telling the New York Times Canada was offered reduced tariffs on steel, aluminum and autos, and the elimination of a 10% tariff on softwood lumber. Majumdar said he was not asking the government to reveal negotiating secrets or anything the Trump administration doesn't already know. Rather, we are asking for information that both the U.S. administration and your own government would already know, because both were involved in the back and forth. This information will allow all Canadians to debate and discuss the way forward as a country. U.S. politicians condemn Trump's chaotic trade war against Canada. John Iveson, things are about to get very ugly. Advertisement One Story continues below. He also accused the Liberal government of previously providing incomplete or inaccurate information about the trade dispute. He highlighted Carney's statements about the financing of the Gordie Howe International Bridge, saying Canadians were initially told debts incurred to build the bridge would be fully repaid before negotiations with Washington began. Majumdar said that claim proved false once the relevant agreement became public. He also criticized Carney's handling of Canadian countertariffs and his public comments about Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. Majumdar also cited Carney's promise to secure a trade win with Trump, arguing that the outcome has fallen well short of that goal. There have been no wins. U.S. tariffs on Canada are far higher than when the Prime Minister took office. With the latest tariffs in force, Majumdar says the public needs to know why the apparent progress toward a deal collapsed. As we move forward, it is critical that we maintain the trust and unity of our people with transparency on the efforts you have made to date and about the circumstances of these negotiations that are so important for Canada, he concluded. Our website is the place for the latest breaking news, exclusive scoops, long reads, and provocative commentary. Please bookmark nationalpost.com and sign up for our newsletters here. Post Media is committed to maintaining a lively but civil forum for discussion. Please keep comments relevant and respectful. Comments may take up to an hour to appear on the site. You will receive an email if there is a reply to your comment, an update to a thread you follow, or if a user you follow comments. Visit our community guidelines for more information.